located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show this Monday, October 23rd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a text message from Scott Jackson down in Livingston County, and this basically says it all. You have to understand, Scott came up here, I believe it was last summer. Might have been 2 years ago now. I don't remember. He's been listening to the show on the TuneIn app or the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, for a couple of years now. He actually came up from Livingston County and spent his summer vacation up here in our listening area. Scott's a great patriot. He has his dog with him. He comes up and he actually stayed at one of the motels that was a sponsor at the time. And he went around and visited all of our sponsors. At the time, he stopped in at the firearm store there in Harbor Springs. He actually went to Frisky's Farm Market. He bought an apple fritter. He actually drove around and talked with the advertisers and met them face-to-face while wearing a radio station T-shirt. Spent a whole week up here in northern Michigan. He says, Trucker, I totally believe because you try the products and services, and all of them were great. I believe in your advertisements, and I believe in your sponsors. Because of you. He says, you hear commercials on radio stations all the time. You don't know whether it's true or not, but you actually test the products, the services, and you believe in them, and so do we. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Scott, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. Again, folks, I called Jonathan on a Sunday. He was just coming out of church yesterday. And I said, dude, somebody's hacked the website, acconservatives.org. Somebody's put a bunch of garbage on there. He's like, no problem, Randy. While I was talking to him on the phone, he accessed the website. I couldn't believe it. That quick. Deleted out those stories, blocked those people that had assumed roles as admin on the website. Wiped them right off the board. So again, if you want to attend this training that we'll be doing Saturday, December 2nd, from 10 in the morning till 12:30, we're going to be at Jay Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue, right there in Gaylord. It's going to be a crash course training workshop on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. You'll get a book. You get a laminated reference guide, and you'll get a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. Thank you to State Representative Neil Frisky. He's providing those for us. So greatly appreciate if you join us. Just text me event, and I'll send you the link. The hacker-free link to the website. Thank you, Jonathan. A few other things that we're going to be talking about today's show that I want to get into is Congressman Jack Bergman. We normally talk Michigan news, Michigan politics. Well, they're out of session today. They'll be heading back in there tomorrow. But because of the debacle, the constitutional crisis going on last Friday in Washington, Friday afternoon, four-term Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman, Republican of Watersmeet, said on Friday He's officially seeking the U.S. House Speaker's seat after a closed-door vote ended with the Republicans in caucus deciding to move on from Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had just lost his third straight vote for Speaker earlier in the day. Bergman said in a statement, "My hat is in the ring, and I feel confident I can win the votes where others cannot. I have no special interests to serve. I'm only in this to do what's best for our nation and steady the ship for this 118th Congress. Others that have gotten into the race or are expected to jump in is U.S. Congressman Tom Emmer Jr., Republican from Minnesota, Jody Arrington, Republican from Texas, and Mark Green, Congressman from Tennessee. Emmer is the number three House Republican right now in the Republican caucus, while Arrington and Green chair the House Budget Panel and Homeland Security Committee. Now, that would be interesting if Arrington got the speakership because they chair the House Budget Panel. The other representative, Green, chairs Homeland Security. Not interested in Green at all. Sorry. I think the budget person would be better. That would be Congressman Arrington. Story goes on to say, Bergman, a retired United States Marine Corps Lieutenant General, said in a statement from his office that he's widely respected on both sides of the aisle. Oh, you mean working with the Democrats? Okay. Respected primarily because of his national security expertise, his grasp of the nation's financial crisis, and his proven ability to work with both parties. That means bipartisanship. That means compromise. If you look at his voting record, depending on which group, particular voting record that is put together, whether it's Americans for Prosperity, Freedom Works, whatever groups look at him, he's very, very moderate in his voting record. He is not a staunch fiscal conservative. He's not even necessarily a staunch conservative when it comes to freedoms, liberties, and overreaching government, in my opinion. I've looked at many of them. Freedom Works has him down at 60-some percent as far as being conservative. Others have him at 70. I know that Charlie Kirk's organization, I was at a meeting earlier last week, said that he's in the 80s. I don't know what bills or what votes they were looking at. Bergman also said he's not beholden, quote unquote, to any faction of any party. Even though he was supportive of President Trump, he's definitely not an America First House Freedom Caucus member. And he went on to say that he has a, quote, sterling reputation for leadership, both in the military and while serving in Congress. Bergman said the regular functioning of the federal government can't wait on useless infighting and arguments. What matters right now is that we choose a speaker in order to make sure that our federal government, and particularly our military, is funded, and that both our homeland and critical allies are secure in this time of crisis. Of course, referring to Ukraine and Israel. Well, in response, Michigan's first Democratic candidate, Callie Barr, she's running to get the Democrat nomination so that she can debate Bergman heading into November's election. She pointed out that Bergman signed on to the Texas brief to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Voted against infrastructure and internet funding in Michigan's 1st District. And voted against adequately funding the VA. This is what the Democrat candidate, Kelly Barr, is accusing him of. She goes on in her statement, "This is not surprising to me, as Congressman Bergman has demonstrated time and time again that he is more interested in Washington politics than serving his constituents. I'm running to unseat Congressman Bergman to take back our democracy," which I hate to tell you, Kelly, we don't have, "from a divisive extremist who is only looking to pad his political resume while he continues to ignore the needs of the 1st District here at home. The 1st District is ready for real leadership." Barr is actually on track to be the first woman to run as a main party nominee in the 1st District's history. We've never had a Republican or a Democrat nominee for Congress, I guess, in the history of the 1st District. It's always been a man. Well, she's an attorney, and her husband is a veteran, and she had to fight for his VA benefits while serving the country. He was injured, and she learned the VA system in order to help her husband get the medical treatment that he needed. And she's running against the other Democrats to get that nomination because she very much wants to run against Jack Bergman. I'm going to reach out to her and see if I can have her on the show and vet her and ask her some tough questions. One of the very first things I'm going to get clear with her, we don't have a democracy, so stop saying it. If she can have her brain expanded to understand that point, then maybe we can continue and have a good conversation. We'll have to wait and see. Let's see if she's willing to come on with Chuck or Randy. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in Northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, a little housekeeping, getting to some of your text messages. Steve up in Gatesville. More crap coming out of Bergman's mouth, like him voting for paying for sex change operations in the military budget. No thanks. Emmer, okay, Raul, it's still not working. I don't know who that is. I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the one candidate that I said was running for speaker? You keep throwing this name. Okay, Tom Emmer. Okay, congressman from Minnesota. Now I got it. I don't care who said it. I don't listen to that show. He's talking about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Whatever. I don't even think that radio host even knows what that is. But we're moving on. Now, why is Bergman doing this? Well, according to a Quinnipiac University survey, a communist organization, 86% want the new U.S. Speaker to work with Democrats. Right. Yeah, I believe that. Not. A 75% majority of Republican voters want to see the next U.S. House Speaker work with Democrats in Congress. According to an October 12th through the 16th Quinnipiac University survey of 1,552 self-identified Republican voters. Overall, 86% said they wanted to see the next speaker involve the Democrats in legislation. These are Republicans, right? Yeah, I believe this number, not. Regardless of whether they were a Republican, Democrat, or neither, respondents weren't thrilled with the U.S. House removing Kevin McCarthy as the House Speaker. Among Republicans, only 37 approved, 45 disapproved. Democrats weren't much higher. Only 39% were in favor of removing him and 44% disapproved. Independents, 29% supported the move, 43% opposed it. So we range from 43, 44 to 45% disapproval of removing McCarthy. McCarthy broke a promise, a major, major promise that took 15 rounds of voting from the House Freedom Caucus members to finally confirm him as Speaker. And what was that promise? No more continuing resolutions. No more CRs. When it comes to the budget, it's time that we pass a budget. We pass it in the House because we are the body that appropriation spending budgets must come from. You tell the senators, this is the budget, that's it, take it or leave it. Either pass this reduced spending budget to start cutting down the spending or shut it down. Well, McCarthy heard that loud and clear. He made that promise. He got the votes. He became the speaker, and then it came to crunch time because we're running out. The clock is ticking, November 15th, and he couldn't get a budget passed. Nor did he think he was able to get it passed by the U.S. Senate, nor would Biden sign it. So what did he announce? We're going to pass a continuing resolution, continuing the current budget through January of next year. We're going to get through Thanksgiving. We're going to get through Christmas, deer season. We're going to have time with our families and have an absolutely wonderful Christmas while we're getting paid, and we'll deal with it next year. Well, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others in the House Freedom Caucus said, nope, sorry, Kevin. You promised us a new budget. You're not going to get it. You're out. And they voted his butt out on October 3rd. Well, today's the 23rd. So with the last 3 weeks, basically, 20 days, we have been in constitutional crisis. No Speaker of the House, no legislation going forward, no bills being passed, including a budget. Time's running out. So, people, according to this poll, want the Republican Speaker to work with the Democrats. Let me ask you guys a question. When Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, how many times did she work with the Republicans? Answer, never. Oh, they might let him get up and speak in committee. Did they adopt any of their amendments to the bills? Nope. All this trillions of dollars they threw at the China virus and inflation. How much of that was Republican-sponsored legislation? Answer, zero. This is what you do when you have the power. Take this poll and shove it, Quinnipiac University. You got to be kidding me. You're telling me you only talk, you don't even know Republicans who to call for your poll. So how could you claim 75% majority of Republican voters want to see the next U.S. Speaker work with the Democrats in the House, in the U.S. Congress? You don't even know 1,552 Republicans. But yet the media is pushing this narrative. And that's why Congressman Jack Bergman is willing to step up and show leadership once again for his country. Give me a break. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, that's it for today's show. Now we go back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great Monday. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels.